Good evening. This is Shubhrashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Panaik participated in the ex-serviceman rally, Veteran Rally 2025 at Spearhead Division, 56 Infantry Division at the Likavali Military Station today. The governor honored beaneries and veterans on the special occasion and lauded the immense contributions of veterans, calling them the epitome of courage, sacrifice and dedication to the nation. He acknowledged their unwavering service in safeguarding India's borders and upholding the values that define a strong and resilient nation. In the meantime, the governor has reaffirmed the unwavering support of both the state and central governments in ensuring that veterans and their families receive the respect, resources and opportunities they rightfully deserve. 1,500 ex-servicemen from 13 districts of Arunachal Pradesh and 2 districts of Assam participated in the rally. Capital Police successfully apprehended a known narcotics trafficker following a dangerous armed confrontation yesterday evening. The accused was intercepted after a brief but intense exchange of gunfire with police personnel. The operation led to the recovery of contraband substances and an illegally possessed firearm. 2 police personnel also suffered injuries during a physical scuffle with the accused. Meanwhile, the Capital Police has urged the public to remain vigilant and continue cooperating with the law enforcement agencies by reporting suspicious activities. The fight against drugs is not only a law enforcement effort but a collective battle to protect the future of our society, stated a press statement. Observing World Optometry Day, the Arunachal Pradesh Optometry Association in collaboration with KKK Optical organized a free eye health camp at Parivartan De-Addiction and Rehabilitation Center, Chimpu today. Optometrist and spokesperson Dr. Subhash P. Lendo and optometrist and general secretary Dr. Oppo Mihin, while speaking to Doordarshan, said that during the camp, various services were provided to the beneficiaries free of cost. About 69 people have benefited from the eye camp till now. World Optometry Day is celebrated every year to raise awareness about the importance of regular eye exams and access to quality eye care services. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu attended the closing ceremony of a training on fisheries under the Catch Them Young program at Pavhui Fish Farm in Vishnucharali, Assam, yesterday. In his address, Wangsu encouraged participants to use their newly acquired skills and take the program seriously, mentioning that additional initiatives like cold water fisheries are being planned. The 3-day skill development program held from March 20 to 22 marked the completion of a larger initiative that trained 336 farmers across 7 batches. In a significant step towards empowering the future generation through digital literacy, the Indian Army under Operation Sadbhavna established a state-of-the-art computer training lab at Government Upper Primary School, Jangda, under Thingbu Circle of Jang Subdivision yesterday. Upper Siang Deputy Commissioner Talo Jerang chaired an anti-drug awareness consultative meeting at the DC's Conference Hall, Inkyong, yesterday. The program aimed to spread awareness about harmful effects of drug abuse and discuss its preventive measures. A total of 12 teams will join holders Papumpare in the final round of the 20th Tadatang State-Level Football Tournament, scheduled from April 1 to 10 at Golden Jubilee Stadium, UPIA, and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Nahalagun. With an exciting final day of action across all 4 zones, top 3 teams from each zone sealed their spots for the final round. The qualified teams are Changlang, Namsai, Lua Dibang Valley, East Siang, Siang, West Siang, Kradadi, Lua Subansiri, K. Panier, and Capital Complex, East Kameng and Bicham. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over 8 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. In celebration of World Water Day, the Youth Mission for Clean River in collaboration with Abrelo Memorial Multipurpose Society and with the support of Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited organized a river cleaning drive and placard making competition at Itanagar yesterday. The river cleaning initiative took place along the energy park stretch of the Yagamso River. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.